Couple minutes after 3 o'clock here on the Fan on this summer Tuesday in New York City. Yesterday, you may have missed it, but our old pal Craig Carton came on and announced shockingly that he will be doing 3 New York Yankee games. He'll be doing play-by-play with Susan Waldman in the same booth for 3 games coming up in the middle of August. A very exciting announcement. And our dear friend, our co-worker, the producer of the very popular morning show here on WFAN, Al Dukes, was not happy with that interview. And I don't want to make Al blush, but there are very few guys I respect in this business more than Al Dukes. So I figured if he was mad at us, we should put him on the air, let him rip me and you a new ass. I can try to respond, and then we'll see if I've changed his mind. So, Al, always great talking to you. How you been?
Oh, hi there. Thank you for having me on the program today.
Are you on vacation?
I did take a week of vacation, yes.
Wow. So you're still very invested in the radio station.
Why are you listening to us then?
Well, here's what happened. I got up this morning to have my coffee, and I like to see what's going on in the world of Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw, Craig made the announcement that he's doing this and was a guest on your show. So I went looking for the audio, and I listened to it. I really settled in. I was like, it's going to be great. It's going to be all about what's Craig's relationship with Susan. How did she allow this? Mm-hmm. All this stuff. And I got nothing.
Nothing.
I was so disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the whole interview, you could have done a full interview just on the odd dynamic of how this came to be. Did Susan approve this? Did she have to approve it? Did she have to accept it? Could she have taken the day off? All this stuff. And I was just disappointed that we got none of that.
Don't you think that we should wait to talk to Susan to have that conversation?
I think you could do both. I think you could ask Craig.
Well, I will give you my thought on why that happened and what's about to come. I'll peel back the curtain for you, and you tell me what you think, okay?
All right.
All right. You're a wrestling fan, right? Or at least you used to be a wrestling fan, right? I'm a big fan of a long-term story. And so the plan Tiki and I had, which we're still progressing with, was to have Craig on for the shocking announcement, kind of dance and laugh at the idea that he and her are going to be in the same room. Step two. So that's Monday Night Raw. Mm-hmm. That was like the Raw, like, holy crap, they're going to be in the same box together? And then it's like, well, what happens next? Well, what happens next that I admit, Al, we haven't confirmed yet because it's a very sensitive situation, is Susan Waldman would join us. And we would follow up with, how the hell is this happening?
Mm-hmm.
How did it happen? My fear yesterday, and I love Craig dearly, and I know Tiki does, and I know you do. My fear is that Craig could have said something yesterday that blew the whole thing up, and our WrestleMania main event would never have happened. So it was, let's set the tone. Let's have Susan on in a few days, which I do admit, for full transparency, we are still working on, and I really hope that happens. And then, and this is my favorite part, and this is really a secret, but again, I'll tell you because I wanted to have them both on at the same time. That was going to be the third step.
Yeah.
And so that they would all talk together. And then we'd have a grand finale, and then they would have the broadcast. So that was, and still is, the hopeful plan. And that is the reasoning why Tiki and I said, you know what? We're going to let the announcement happen. We're not going to go nuts yet because we want to give you that stuff a little bit later on. Your thoughts.
It's not a one-off with Craig.
It's not a one-off. Yeah, it's a long-term storyline like we're Paul Levesque.
Yeah, but in wrestling, all this is already agreed to. Susan has not agreed to come on your show or any show.
Correct.
So we don't know that we're going to get that. And just having Craig on, making this announcement, and not asking about it, it seemed like you weren't allowed to ask about it.
We could ask whatever we want, but let me ask you this,
Al. There was
Al.
Too much risk in blowing the whole thing up, which was a worry.
But let me ask you, Al, how many people do you think actually know about the history of Craig and Susan?
I think anybody who tuned into 10 years of Boomer and Carton and 3 years of Carton and Roberts, I think would have to be aware of that. There were years, and actually, this was one thing I would sometimes not like about it, because Craig would do the Susan impression all baseball season, and then there was a year where it just went year-round, when Susan wasn't even on the radio.
Right.
I was like, right, so it was a constant.
Yeah. By the way, like, I don't know the answer to that. It's a good question by Tiki. I think that there are obvious, like, I know about it. I think a lot of listeners know a lot about it. I'm not sure if everyone does, but I will say this to you. I think you bring up a very good point, because it did go through our mind of, let's just get into it right now. But a part of it was like foreplay, mm-hmm. where it's kind of want to wait, because the idea is hearing Susan, and I am very hopeful that she is going to come on. We have great respect for Susan Wallman. I think a lot of people do. And she could have said no, right?
Of course.
She could have said no to this whole thing. Apparently, she said yes. So I can't wait to hear her side. So a part of me wants to make sure we can get that. Hopefully them together, which is probably more of a pipe dream, if we're being honest. And then it actually happening. I think you do bring up a good point about it. But that was the thought process behind kind of getting a little bit more out of the Susan Craig situation. And hopefully we will deliver on that for you and us and the audience.
And the announcement of it, and then Craig coming on your show, now it's too late for Susan to back out. She can't back out. So, this would be a very bad look.
I don't think so.
Bad look how?
Susan Wallman can do whatever the hell Susan Wallman wants to do.
And so but a bad look because she's already agreed to it. So now she can't back out of it. I mean, she could, sure. But
who's it going to look bad for it? No, it's going to be fine. Craig will be out there by himself with somebody else.
Hold on, seriously.
I don't think Susan will back out, but if she wanted to, why would that make her look bad?
Because it looks like if at that point she would have agreed to it. Then Craig came on and talked about it, and now she backed out of it.
Yeah, but he didn't say anything bad. He hasn't said anything bad.
Well, right? That's what you guys were afraid of, though.
Yes, because then it wouldn't have had. No, right. So I actually disagree with Tiki about this, Al. I think not that it would look bad on her. I don't think that matters. That's up to how you feel about it. I think there's a chance it doesn't happen. Like, I even said it yesterday, and that part's true. Like, I still have an idea that, is this really going to happen? So you are more confident that it's definitely going to happen than I am. I wouldn't be surprised if I found out tomorrow it's not happening. You'd really be surprised?
I would be surprised, because they clearly... This was not by the way, I'm sure that whoever's in charge of the Yankees over there didn't call Susan and say, do you want to do this? And she said yes or no. Like that, by the time they got to Craig being on your show,
right,
announcing that, all that had to have been a million phone calls and worked out.
I agree with you, but I still think until that moment occurs, and I really hope it does, because I think it's going to be amazing. I think it's going to be awesome. I can't wait to listen to it. But until, like, they're in the booth together, I think there's a chance it doesn't happen. Like, now, here's what I would say. Craig's definitely broadcasting. Like, that we can all agree on. He's definitely going to do those three games. But them being together for those three games, I don't think is a guarantee until it actually happens. So that's the part I would disagree with you on. But I certainly hope that Susan will come on and we will get more answers from her on how this all came about, and then continue to find out more as we get closer to, what's the big day, August 8th, I think it is?
August 9th, 10th, and 11th.
9th, 10th, and 11th. So that's my at least retort to you, but I do understand where you're coming from, because I think sometimes as a listener, and I certainly feel this way, and you brought up actually a really good comparison about Howard, and the times where, even though that didn't happen with Kathy Lee, like, Howard, how can you not say this, this, and this? In this case, because we know there's a long-term answer where we will get all of the questions answered, and it could be wildly entertaining, especially if they both agree to come on. That's where I said, all right, let's pause. Let's get that part out, and we'll go drip by drip by drip. Now, are you telling me that the future of WFAN, our producer, should not have agreed to that and should have put his foot down and said, actually, that's a bad decision. You should have done this.
Yeah, I think Tommy has come out. He's very forward-speaking on Twitter and on the air that he is the leader for the new generation at WFAN. He wants that role. He wants to be the leader, and our leader let us down yesterday.
Mm. All right, so even after my wrestling explanation, you are still very upset with us. Is that fair to say?
Because, again, in pro wrestling, Vince McMahon controls all. You do as Vince McMahon says,
right,
and that is not the case here. Susan doesn't have to do what you say.
No, you're right. No, that part is a risk. Like, our dream plan of Susan coming on later this week or next week, and then Craig and Susan together, it may not happen. It's like booking The Rock versus Roman Reigns and then it not occurring a few months later. But that is at least, I wanted to, in fairness, give you the thought back. I do appreciate it, even if we disagree, and I do respect your radio knowledge, but that was
my
thought process on what we did, and I guess we could agree to disagree.
Although, also the other good part, because the New York Post has turned this into a story.
Yes.
We, and I know from my many, many years of listening to Howard Stern that even before the internet, Howard Stern had a service that would do newspaper clippings for any time his name is mentioned. He gets he's aware of it.
Right, right.
So at some point, Howard Stern's reading this article. Which is interesting.
That's a good, because you mentioned Howard Stern. You know what I should say then so that he can see this again? Howard Stern actually has a big penis. I should say that again because he's already heard me say that once, and I glanced at it once while at Sirius.
He wants to see my penis.
That's right. That's right. All right, Al, we appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your vacation. Thank you for, indulging.
Sure.
See you later. The great Al Dukes. So that's a little behind-the-scenes curtain action on our thought process around the big announcement. And you're more hopeful than I am. You think Susan will come on to talk about this?
I think Susan is not going to not show up for the broadcast, and okay. I do think that she will come on.
I hope so.
I have a good relationship with Susan. I like Susan a lot.
Uh-oh.
And so I am going to... if I have to reach out, I'll reach out to
Susan. Yes. Do you think that she hates me for anything that I have said?
I don't know. You were with Craig for 2 years.
No, I love Susan. I have great respect for her. And the truth is, I'm not saying this because I work at WFAN. I'm not saying this because the Yankees are our radio partner. And I'm certainly not saying this because Craig and I did work together for 2.5 years. I am saying this as a radio geek. I cannot wait for them to be in the same booth for 3 games. I can't wait.
What do you think is going to happen?
I don't know. I'm sure it'll be entertaining. I'm sure they'll be cordial to each other. Like, I'm not saying that they're going to fight, but I just think it's going to be fascinating, and I can't wait to hear it. So I'm not saying one person is going to be mean to the other person. I have no idea. This is truly professional wrestling. It's like one of those matches where you're like, I don't know what's going to happen.
Look, I know Craig is a good dude, and he may do the radio bit till it makes your head want to pull your hair out. I'm being serious.
Yes, I know.
But he's a good guy.
He's a good person, yes.
And so is Susan.
Yes.
And so when you get good people in a room together, good things generally happen.
I agree.
So maybe we want to believe that it's going to be volatile and, I don't know, undercutting one another, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Okay.
I think they're both professionals.
I think that a lot of times when you're excited for something that seems so awkward on paper, you're right. It turns out to be very, very cordial. It's actually very similar to my idea yesterday about Biden and Trump doing a speech together.
Mm-hmm.
Susan and Craig coming together, kind of similar. Mm-hmm. In fact, I'd say it feels less likely because Biden and Trump have talked on the phone.
Right.
What Craig revealed to us yesterday is they have still not spoken yet. That's what Craig told us yesterday. So I'm excited to hear what happens next, and I'm very excited for the idea of Susan coming on the air. Now, I am off the rest of the week. That's fine. I don't need to be here. It's fine. If you book her, Tiki, and if anybody can do it, it's you. Because you have a great relationship with everybody.
Generally.
And you know what the next step is?
What's that?
After the Craig Susan thing is really successful?
Yeah.
I forgot whose idea this was. This may have been Lugie's idea. That's great. Lugie's the future. The next idea, or maybe it was Craig's idea. The next plan of attack is that we're going to have a giant broadcast.
This was my idea.
Lugie, we're going to have a giant broadcast. You know what? You say it, Lou. Go ahead.
So, New York Giants, you're up. Bob Papa, we love him. Carl Banks, we love him. You guys get the day off. We have Tiki in the booth with Tom Coughlin.
Yes!
Radio broadcast.
Let's go!
Who's doing play-by-play? Who's doing color?
You're going to do play-by-play. You're talented enough, bro.
I know. I just wanted you to say it.
Oh, I think if CBS came to
you... I do play-by-play for Ultimate Beastmaster.
Oh, trust me, Spence knows all about it. I think if CBS went to you and said, hey, this season, and I know the play-by-play guy you have, Andrew Catalan, is tremendous. It's not a knock on him. If he went to you, or if he got sick one day, had COVID or something, and they said, Teak, you need to do the play-by-play, I think you'd do a bang-up job.
I would. I mean, last year, he was sick. Like, he was losing his voice.
Yeah.
Like, he literally couldn't talk the whole week. And then he's a champ because he comes through on game day. But me and Matt Ryan are sitting up in the booth like, dude, if his voice goes...
Oh, it's you.
We're going to have to do this by ourselves.
No, you're going to do it. Because you... Matt Ryan, no offense.
No, I mean, he was brand new.
Yeah.
He just first time in the booth. First time really doing any kind of, sustained media. But yeah, I would have done it.
By the way, the one thing I will say is you and Tom Coughlin coming together is actually far less crazy because... Even though you may not have had the greatest relationship with him, you had a relationship with him.
We had a great working relationship.
Right. Susan and Craig have never spoken to each other.
Yeah.
Like, they've never communicated with each other unless they've communicated in the last 3 hours. I have no idea. But as of yesterday,
like ever, they never had. They don't have a relationship.
They have never communicated with each other. That is what Craig has told me. I believe him.
Wow.
I've never talked to Susan about Craig.
There are two important things I think we're missing here. Number one, are we doing anything special for the Subway Series next week? Because if we are, maybe we get Susan in person.
Oh, that's true. I totally forgot about that. So, yeah, we're going to be at the Subway Series next Tuesday. Great call, Sean. I forgot about that.
Maybe in person be a little better.
Did we know where we're doing that from yet?
I think that's going to be at the Hard Rock.
All right.
I don't know if it's been officially confirmed, but that's likeliest our location. Yes.
Also, I didn't catch everything yesterday. I was dealing with my own problems. I think the more important question I asked Craig has nothing to do with, you know, how you do with Susan. It's just, when's the last time you watched 27 innings of baseball?
we addressed that, don't worry.
Yes. This will be the first time he's watched an entire game in his life.
Oh, nice.
The Hard Rock thing was also another loogie idea. The other thing, too, with Craig, and I think Evan will agree with this because we're buddies with Craig, we're friends with him, and it's hard to communicate with him. Like, Craig has his own sort of way of communicating that if you speak Craig, you know that. So I think just it's tough to communicate with him.
Who do you think calls who first? Craig calls Susan or Susan calls Craig?
Mm.
I want to hear that conversation.
That's a good question.
Can we do what RFK did? RFK Jr. taped a conversation, or at least somebody did, of him and Donald Trump talking yesterday.
Yeah.
And it got leaked out. And it was so funny in that RFK never said a word. Trump just kept talking. And RFK's holding the phone like, is this guy going to shut up at some point? So if there would ever be a leaked phone conversation, I would totally love to hear that. Let's get a quick call in, including Howie in Queens. How you doing today, Howie?
Hey, Evan and Tiki. What's going on?
What's good, man?
All right. So I just want to say, if the Mets don't get Soto, I could totally see them getting Gleyber Torres. Since you guys don't like your second baseman and some of the former Yankees are playing pretty well for you this year, I could totally see Gleyber in actually doing well with the Mets.
It's funny you say that. So I think because what's come out over the last few weeks about Carlos Mendoza's relationship with him, that Mendy was kind of the hard ass that got the most out of him, you hear that and say, hey, that wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. I've even brought it up a few weeks ago about, hey, would a Jeff McNeil, Gleyber Torres swap make sense? Because as a Met fan, you know, final year on his deal, let's see if Mendy could get something out of him. Just to give you like a quick synopsis on why I don't think it'll happen, the minor league system features middle infielders.
Yeah.
Jet Williams could project as a second baseman, we'll see.
Or Luis, center fielder. He could be anywhere.
Exactly.
But you're right.
Luis Angel Acuna. We're still seeing about the future of Brett Beatty. So I wouldn't say that Gleyber would never happen.
Right.
But I don't necessarily know if that's where the Mets are going to use their finances to go get a second baseman.
It doesn't really make sense.
Yeah.
The farm system is more than capable of handling it.
No doubt. We'll get back to your calls, plus another edition of Posted and Toasted coming up, where we read some of the old tweets of FAN coworkers, and guess who posted it? We're coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Thursday night, July 18th, Mulcahy's in Wantagh for Christmas in July, presented by Michelob Ultra. There are going to be tons of silent auction items, a lot of great memorabilia pieces. There's tons of sports tickets. I'm going to give away 4 tickets. I'm going to go to the game, and someone from here is coming to the game with me. Here's the way I view it. Here's the way I look at it. Tiki gets first shot because what a surprise for Tiki Barber to show up at a Met game while I'm teaching that person how to score. But I respect Tiki's schedule, especially during the football season. Mm. So I can't promise Tiki Barber.
Yes.
It's not fair to you.
No.
So I would say someone from the show, Tiki is number one. And then
it's got to be Loogie, right?
We would get. I was thinking Loogie because he's a Met fan. But I would give the auction winner the choice. And clearly they would choose Loogie. I mean,
think
the future.
Generational talent.
Loogie's like really annoying.
And what are you, Sean?
Measured, fun, a good time. What are you?
Okay.
You're weird.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Everything you're going to throw at me, right back at you, pal.
Okay. Sure.
Is that it? Or are you going to continue?
No, we're in the middle of a rubber break.
I'm the glue. You're the glue type of thing?
Yeah, exactly. Do we know the date of the game?
No, there'll be a collection of dates, and they will get a choice. And that's why I'm not promoting Tiki. I'm saying it's possible Tiki comes, because it's not fair to him. Football season, come on. I can't do that to the guy. But if it's a Tuesday night and it happens to be Mets Red Sox, there's a good chance he shows up.
Gotcha.
Right? So I'll definitely be there. Someone from the show will be there. And then you get to bring a friend. And we score a baseball game together. That's one of the auction items. But let's not lose sight on what matters here. Every dollar
is going to the Take Me Out to the Ball Game Foundation. That's going to help replenish their 7 food pantries. Every penny goes to the children and families in need. Tickets are $50. They can be purchased at MULS.com or out the door that night. Free food, live music, $5 Michelob Ultras. It's Christmas in July, July 18th, this Thursday, 6:30 p.m. at Mulcahy's.
Half past 3 here on the Fan. Evident TV on a summer Tuesday here in New York City. Had the Home Run Derby last night. That stunk. Pete Alonso was terrible. And I guess, who won? Teoscar Hernandez won. I bet on Alec
Bohm. Yeah, it was Dodger on Dodger, wasn't it?
No, Bobby Witt.
Oh, yeah.
I bet on Alec Bohm when the Derby began, just to make things interesting. And I didn't do it because I'm like a secret Philly fan. I did it because he had the longest odds. So I simply said, hey, if he advances a round, maybe they'll offer me a buyout. He did advance a round, and I never got offered a buyout. So I had to ride and die, and I lost with Alec Bohm. He got knocked out in the semis. But overall, the Home Run Derby, not wildly entertaining.
No.
The All-Star Game tonight, a little bit of interest, mild interest. But I am going away tomorrow with some, you know, some trepidation. I'm going to Mexico. And not like I'm going to a resort, Mexico. I'm going to Mexico. So I have let it be known to my bosses, to our bosses, that, you know, it should be up to Tiki. It should be Tiki's decision. And, of course, what I'm referring to is if the drug cartel kills me. That it should be Tiki's
kills
call
you.
On who replaces
They'll probably just kidnap you.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
Now, Mark Malusis asked me a great question off air, so I give
Fantastic
him full credit
question.
For this.
Fantastic question.
Mark said, how much do you think Odyssey would be willing to pay for me if I was kidnapped in Mexico? So if the cartel calls up the architect and says, look, we have Evan Roberts here, 10 grand. Do they say, you know what, let's write the check, let's bring him back, 10 grand.
10 grand, you're coming home.
I'm coming home.
Yeah.
Okay. What if it's 25 grand?
You're still coming home.
I'm still coming home. What if it's 50 grand?
You might take a week, and you'll come home, though.
Oh, I'll take a week, and I'll come home. And if it's 100 grand, I'm dead.
Learn Mexican.
It's Spanish. Thank you. Oh, my God.
You know what I mean.
But, honey, he was joking. One quick question before you play Game of Posted and Toasted, and I will put you on the spot.
Yep.
If I'm gone, and they come up to you and say, look, it's your call on how you want to proceed, you got a lot of really interesting options.
Yes.
You could reunion it with BT. You could pick Sean Morash, who's being groomed. You could take the future of the radio station, Tommy Lugauer. Maybe you go to a different day part. Maybe you're intrigued by Big Mac. How do you present? Maybe Sal Licata. Sal's an incredibly talented guy. How do you proceed if the architect and Ryan Hurley says, look, Evan's dead. He's not coming back. Your call.
The Barber Empire is getting rebuilt on WFAN.
Excuse me? Ronde!
There you go.
I like it.
Sean's like, damn it, I can't even argue that.
All right. That's good. All right, let's play another edition of Posted and Toasted.
It's time for Posted and Toasted.
That's right. That's where we read the old tweets of WFAN coworkers, and Tiki will guess who posted it, and then we decide to toast them. We'll get your calls in a little bit, and also Tiki gives his opinion on Jalen Brunson doing something that very few athletes would do.
By the way, you know what he was trying to do? He was trying to pit me on one of your teams and pit you guys against one another.
Because he wants chaos when he's not here the rest of the week.
Right.
When we're going to have very peaceful, nice shows.
He wants me to be the catalyst for you two fighting.
Right.
So I just picked Ronde.
Why do you think that was it? Maybe I was trying to create Sal being pissed that you took BT away from him again. Maybe that was the issue. Or maybe I was just looking to get Big Mac upset because he always feels he's slighted. I don't know. But that was a great answer.
When in doubt, choose Ronde.
No, that was a great answer.
Nobody could argue it.
You had two right answers that no one could have argued with. Ronde or, dude, I'll do the show by myself. Mm. I'll use these guys as characters, obviously. Yeah. But no, it's the Tiki freaking Barber Show.
I mean, Tiki and friends.
Quote, use these guys as characters is the most offensive thing you could have said to me and Lou Gowen you don't even realize.
Sean, I really missed you.
Did you?
Yeah.
Thank you.
And I'm going to miss you when I go away. Loogie, I'll miss a little bit, too. By the way, I'll tell you a little secret about Loogie. Speaking of Posted and Toasted, if you bring up one of his old posts, he gets really upset. Now, we'll see if this guy or gal gets upset. On April 19th, 2022, at 8:01 p.m., the Gerrit Cole contract is shaping up to be all-time bad, making Carl Pavano look good.
What?
Who posted that?
Are you ready?
Yes.
Sean Morash, Sal Licata, Keith McPherson, Brandon Tierney.
Sal Licata.
Are you an idiot?
Wow.
One for one. You sniffed out a bad Sal tweet immediately.
Because a Yankee fan wouldn't have gone that quickly. It was too quick, man.
Not on that date. Or on the sticky stuff date, maybe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, that's good. One for one. Look at you. September 15th, 2009.
Wow, that was a long time ago, 2009.
NBC tapped into the greatest untapped market in the world, fat, emotional, vulnerable Americans. Viva the Biggest Loser. Was that? I screwed this up, by the way.
Sunshine, I don't have that tweet.
No, that's... But I'm taking that back because that is a tweet from my files that I have not used. No, I apologize. That is on me, Loogie. I apologize.
All good. The tweet you read is similar to the one you sent me.
No. It is. That's on me. Do you want to guess that? I could throw that one away.
That was Sean.
You're going with Sean Morash?
Yeah.
That's incorrect.
Who was it?
You're wrong.
You want to guess again?
That was. Well, I didn't get anybody. I didn't get any options.
I didn't give you choices.
This is blind picking, Greg.
That's right. Greg, you have a good call. I apologize. Here's post number two that I do have.
I was going to say, in 2009, I was working for NBC.
It's a long time ago, man. Yeah, that's true. This one's from July 19th, 2021. If a movie was made about my life, my rock bottom moment would be almost dying from taking an over-the-counter sexual performance pill. All right? A movie is made about my life. My rock bottom moment would be almost dying from taking an over-the-counter sexual performance pill. Is that Evan Roberts, Sean Morash, Greg Giannotti, or Al Dukes?
Al Dukes.
You're wrong.
I'm trying to think who would talk about over-the-counter medication.
I mean, I thought all those options are viable.
They are, but I don't know. Al seemed the wackiest.
All right.
Greg Giannotti.
You guys suck! You are correct, Greg Giannotti. And it's so funny, I kind of had the same experience. I didn't tweet that, but I did try the Anaconda once many years ago.
And?
Well, it worked for its intended purposes.
Yeah.
But then I had like a splitting headache for the next 3 days. And the other problem was...
Therefore, it wasn't worth it.
That didn't go away either. Okay, I'm a 3.5-inch guy. That for a while, so... Yeah, I totally get that. So, all right, 1-1. Here's post number three from April 21st, 2015. Every time I go down into the subway, I assume someone is going to try to push me onto the tracks. Was that Sean Morash, Tommy Lugauer, Big Mac Chris McMonagle, or Al Dukes?
Mm.
Every time I go down to the subway,
this has got to be Al Dukes.
Loogie!
You are correct.
It's got to be.
All right.
Everybody else would fight. C-Mac would like bust somebody's ass, right? To try to do that. Tommy would get cute and like throw up the fists. He'd like fight with him.
You think Tommy would put up fists?
Yeah, he would. He wouldn't punch anybody, but he'd put up his fist. And I think Sean, they'd be having trouble pushing him onto the tracks.
Interesting.
I mean, right, but still hurtful.
Here's your fourth and final one. This is from December 24th. Wow, a little Christmas Eve tweet.
Like just last December Christmas?
No, 2012.
Okay, that matters. I mean, if it was 2024 or 2012, it would have helped. The year mattered.
Tiki needs all that information.
I do. It's helping me determine where people were in their states of life.
Now, here's what's really cool about this tweet. This tweet is directed at Sean Morash.
Mm.
So I can tell you right now, it's not Sean Morash unless he's tweeting to himself.
Okay.
But it's tweeted at Sean Morash. At Sean Morash calls me this morning to tell me he went to the gym. Then he texts me now to see if I think Chipotle is open. What a fraud. Is that, and these are all people that he's known for a long time, so hopefully that helps. Is it Greg Giannotti, Tommy Lugauer, Chris McMonagle, or Evan Roberts?
I'm going to say Chris McMonagle.
You're wrong.
Dang it. Chris McMonagle. First of all, here's the mistake.
Where does Chris live?
It doesn't even matter.
It does matter.
He did live on Long Island, and we hung out during those years.
Right. That's why I guessed, because I figured it had to be somebody on the island.
No, but you messed something up.
What's that?
And I feel horrible saying this, so I'm going to try to do this the best way possible. Would another larger person say, Sean called me this morning to tell me he went to the gym, then he texts me now to see if the Chipotle is open. What a fraud. That is such a skinny guy tweet.
Wow. Yes, it is, but...
No, that's a Big Mac tweet.
Is that a Big Mac tweet?
Because Big Mac has always viewed himself as this, like, prized athlete. He's...
Yeah, he was big on purpose.
He's in big denial.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Fair enough. So, Big Mac, you want a second guess?
Well, I mean,
actually, I want to see if Sean remembers. Do you know what the answer is?
I mean, I'm stunned that my wife was not one of the choices.
You should have done that.
I'm going to go with Loogie then.
This is why I'm the future.
It's Loogie.
Where did you live at the time, Loogie?
So, you got to check the date on that one. So, that's Christmas Eve 2012. I was still a part-timer, so was Sean. We were working here.
Oh.
So, he's talking about the Chipotle down the block.
Oh, dang it.
Oh, you're right. Because it would have been what we're eating on Christmas Eve.
I didn't even rational. I thought you guys.
So it's threefold. Sean, and I poke fun at
but
him.
But my logic was right, Luigi.
Your logic was 100% right because he's like, I got a gym membership. And I'm like, what, to dust the shelves? You're heavy, bro. That's number one. Number two, it's Christmas Eve. You're going to have this big dinner at night.
Right. Why are you having Chipotle for lunch?
Well, hold on. I did not take that out of your response to him. What I took out of your response to him is that Chipotle is not something healthy, which I think is a complete contradiction. Isn't that what you took out of that? That you're basically shaming him for wanting to go to Chipotle because he went to the gym, saying he's a fraud, like you're a fraud. It's inconsistent. Meanwhile, I don't think you understand Chipotle. Chipotle's not an unhealthy place, depending on what you order.
Depending on what you order.
What I'm saying here is that you went to the gym, you're going to have this big, right, all the fishes at night, and
you need
Chipotle as a rest stop, as a pit stop?
You're so full of it, and you're forgetting where you came from, which is really hard to do when you're supposed to be the future. In 2011, 2012, those years, Tommy, me and you put in like 12-hour days here at WFAN behind the scenes. You're forgetting that.
What time
was
the tweet?
I was not having the seven fishes. I was definitely having Chipotle for dinner on Christmas Eve, because I know I punted on Christmas Eve dinner 3 years row.
What time was the tweet posted?
The tweet was 11:41 a.m.
You were working noon to 6. Get Scazzeri on the phone. You were working noon to 6.
Nope, I
and
know.
Your fat ass was going home to Long Island to eat and watch, This Is a Wonderful Life.
Okay. I know this vividly. I spent 3 straight Christmases working 12-hour shifts here on Christmas
That's
Eve.
That's BS.
Christmas.
They're not going to put a 12-hour shift.
No, they did because I picked it up because I was a hard hat guy and I actually tried to climb a ladder
the company's
the
not
going to
have you work 12 straight hours.
But guys, maybe I'm crazy here, T.
Uh-huh.
I think their argument, while always entertaining when the two squeaky voices go at it, I don't think it's relevant to at least the point I'm making, which is I took it as Loogie shaming Chipotle, and I had a big issue with that. That was my issue.
Like, no, I think he's shaming Sean for eating after working out.
Right. But aren't you supposed to after like an hour?
Right, but Tommy's never worked out a day in his life, so he doesn't know that.
I'm a lean cuisine. I don't have to work out. I won the DNA lottery. My point is that you go to the gym, like I said, to make sure that, you're dusting the shelves. What are you doing there if you're eating Chipotle 30 minutes after? That's it.
Anyhow, does anybody want to hear a bonus posted and toasted?
Might as well.
Just like a bonus one, just like a random one. Just because, it's always fun to hear like bonus posted and toasteds. And I don't think anybody has to guess. I'll just read it to you. In fact, I'll read it to you 5 times in a row. Jalen Brunson is a good player. He's not great. This would be typical Knicks. Never ends.
Loogie.
June 23rd, 2022. Who is that?
Loogie?
You know what, Evan? I'm glad you brought that one up, pal.
Wasn't a dog then, huh?
I'm sitting on something right now. I'm going to tweet it out there for everybody here.
All right.
Tiki, I have a bonus one for you.
Let's
this comes on 3/31/23, so March 31st, 2023. I'm fully appreciating the awesomeness that is Mikal Bridges. Is that Evan Roberts?
Yes.
Is
Evan
that
Roberts.
Evan Roberts?
Yes.
Is that Evan Roberts?
Yes.
Or is that Evan Roberts?
Well, hold on.
I'm going to tweet that out actually right now.
You absolutely can. I will give you the context to that, which I've already done. When he first came over, and I said this the other day, I believe he was better than Jalen Brunson.
Mm.
And I've said that. I own that. I thought the Nets had unlocked Bridges upon acquiring him from Phoenix, and I absolutely said it, and I thought it. I went to the offseason thinking we've unlocked our superstar, and then the following season, this past year, he fell flat on his face.
Yeah, because of the ineptitude of the team.
But here's why that stuff doesn't work on me. But I do appreciate it. Like, seriously, if you find other old posts, you should just put it into the sequence of this segment. Because I do love this segment.
I have people working for me.
No, and I respect that. I own when I'm wrong. And I own that. I own what I thought Mikal Bridges was, and I own what he wasn't. for whatever reason, and Tiki wasn't here on Friday, I brought this up again.
Mm-hmm.
He freaked out.
Who, Luke?
Yes!
So, Tiki, and I'm calm right now, I own the tweet. I own what I said at the time. I own the history of the Knicks. I was a star effort at the time. That's what I wanted, and Brunson didn't fit that, okay? What I have an issue with is Evan's
motive. You just didn't realize he was a star.
Because he wasn't. And I'll say it again. He was not a superstar player when he came here.
It's true. So your tweet's not wrong.
Exactly. It's not wrong. And when I said typical Knicks...
It didn't age well, but it's not wrong.
And the state of the franchise at the time, they were horrible. Basically, if it wasn't for the Kings and the Timberwolves, they'd been the worst team in the NBA the last 20 years at the time when he came here. That was my point. My issue is his motive. His motive is to besmirch me, to drag me down. You want to talk wrestling? I'm an up-and-comer here. You don't beat the guy that's not at the top yet because you hurt his push. He's trying to hurt my push by making me look bad because I've become the voice of the Knicks fans. And him, as the leader of the coalition of Knicks haters, he's got nothing else to do but look at that guy from Duke this year and make me look bad so Knicks fans turn on me.
I'm enhancing your push now. The one thing I may differ on is that I think that tweet of mine is such a weapon that you can use effectively. Every time Mikal Bridges has a big game, you could tweet that out. Here's the only problem. I feel like it's gimmick infringement because he took what I'm doing with Jalen Brunson.
Yeah, but
I've already done it.
But that's
He's
fine.
Doing my bit.
But that's even better, though.
Is it?
Yes, because yours is a positive tweet.
That's true.
It's like you're putting him over.
Yeah.
Even though he's on the other team.
You know who I did?
But you do have season tickets, so maybe you're converting.
I did that, and I got bored with it after a while. I did that with G for a while because Gio tweeted, "I love you, KD." And that was when he was a free agent. So every time early on Durant would do something, I would tweet out Gio saying, "I love KD." And it was fun, and it made me laugh like the first three times. And then I stopped doing it because it was like, it's not that fun. So I'm going to do that with the Brunson thing. But in fairness, you should do that with Bridges because I own that there was a time in which I believed in him. Absolutely. I own that. There was a time I thought he was the guy. I really did. So, and that's a part of why I was so disappointed that he fell flat on his face and proved to be such a follower. Because I thought better of him. I really did. And so I'm like a disappointed dad.
And the reason I don't tweet it or don't do that stuff, I just make fun of you on Twitter. Like the fact that you still use a nightlight or when you eat buffalo wings.
That's Jets nightlight, and you know it.
True or false? when you eat buffalo wings, do you use a knife and fork? Not boneless, with the bone in.
Yeah, well, I stopped eating buffalo wings because it was so annoying using the knife and the fork. It was just such a pain in the ass. So, yes, you're right.
You're a serial killer.
Why in the world would you ever use a knife and a fork to eat buffalo wings?
Are you going to bring up all these sore subjects now?
Oh, if you are, I am.
I mean,
watch this. I'm going to blow Tiki's mind. I also got my wife a present on Father's Day.
Why?
Because if she doesn't give birth, I'm not a father. Should I throw all of them at Tiki, Luke?
Did you do that again this Father's Day, by the way?
I forgot this
year. So it was a gimmick.
Yeah, it was a gimmick.
It was a gimmick.
It was a one-year gimmick.
It was a gimmick to get after Loogie. That's all that was.
Now let's get to some of your phone calls. A lot of people reacting to Susan and Craig. Just saying it like that. Susan and Craig broadcasting a couple of games in a few weeks. Plus, we got to get to Brandon Ayuk. He has demanded a trade away from the San Francisco 49ers. And as all of us as Jet and Giant fans wondering, do we fit in? But let's go to Kevin in Brick, New Jersey. How you doing, Kevin?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen?
Good.
So when I heard the news today, it's the first time I heard it. My first, because you asked, do people remember the Susan and Craig? My first thought was, how the heck did Susan approve of this? I couldn't believe it. So there's the only two ways I see it. Is either one, Susan is incredibly forgiving, or two, it is a total move of disrespect by the station.
No. She needed approval. There's a few things I do know. She had to say yes. So the station didn't do anything wrong, and it was the Yankees' idea.
Agreed. Craig said this yesterday, and this was not the architect. This was not his idea.
Right.
He would claim it if it was.
He's a big claimer of ideas that are his, not others.
Right. It is not his. It was the Yankees who wanted to hear Craig.
Yes.
100%.
We have confirmed that is true.
I would think, wouldn't the Yankees have asked Susan?
Yeah, I'm not sure who asked Susan, but what I would tell you is she's agreed to it.
Yes.
So maybe the first point our last caller made is true, that she's just very forgiving. Or maybe she never listened all those years and doesn't really care. It's a possibility.
Or maybe she's just a professional and a big girl.
Yeah.
She doesn't care.
Or maybe she looks at Craig and says, you know what? He could be good.
And she's a pioneer and she's awesome.
Yeah. She was the first voice ever on WFM.
That's right. Exactly right.
That's right.
And dominated an industry when men, when women didn't.
You're right. And you know what some of the crap she had to go through back in the day?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. No, she's a legend. She's a Hall of Famer. First ballot Hall of Famer. Let's go. I don't know if this is... I should take this call. I have to take it immediately. Joe in Monmouth County. What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
I'm good. Say what you got to say.
I just have to remind everyone that Evan is the only person who eats a cupcake upside down. Unheard of.
That is true.
I don't even know what that refers to.
Yeah, no. It refers to an actual cupcake. Like, there's no innuendo here. If there is a cupcake and you present it to me, I would flip it upside down.
Why?
And eat it from the bottom.
No, that's the way you're supposed to eat it.
Thank you, Sean.
Why?
Because you're supposed to get the cream on the tongue. And the second way you're supposed to eat it is actually you twist off part of the top. And
you're supposed to put the cream on the tongue?
Yes, instead of the top of your mouth. Or you twist off part of the stump, let's call it, and you put the cream as like a sandwich. The actual way everybody eats the cupcake is technically the third way to eat it and the worst way to eat it.
So you're on my side on this.
Yeah, you're actually right.
I have no idea what the hell you're talking about.
When you put a cupcake in your mouth, the cream is supposed to like engulf your tongue, not just be sitting on top. Because that gets you max pleasure. Your tongue is meant for pleasure. The cream is the most pleasurable part of the cupcake. It's not supposed to be wasted on the roof of your mouth.
So I'm a big muffin guy as well. Okay, I love to eat muffins. I would have a muffin a night. I probably should stop because it's coming to my stomach. Mm-hmm. So we have cinnamon muffins and we have poppy seed muffins. I eat muffins the exact same way. I go stub first. I eat the stub. I eat it all. And then I've got the muffin top.
I eat the muffin top first.
Really?
And oftentimes I will leave the stub.
You'll leave, what are you, a Seinfeld episode?
No.
Remember that episode?
Really? The Wayne.
Yeah. Well, if it's got some flavor on it, all the flavor's on the top. It's on the muffin top.
So why wouldn't you save the best for last? I'm confused.
Because I'll just eat the best.
And so you throw the stub out?
Yes.
That's why you're in great shape.
That's right.
He's
The whole thing.
Yeah, that's a good point. If I had the willpower to throw the stub out, then I would do that because it's smart. Like, you're actually being health conscious while eating something that's unhealthy. But what I do with cupcakes and what I do with muffins, exactly the same. And I appreciate that guy calling in, just like I'd even appreciate Loogie bringing up the buffalo chicken stuff. Like, it's all true. I admit that.
Is that a hands dirty thing?
It's absolutely a hands dirty thing. I'll tell you the other thing I ran into, ribs, okay? Big rib guy. Tastes really good.
Mm.
I don't want to hold it, man. I don't want that on my hands.
Ribs, I can more understand.
And so you know how I eat ribs? Knife and a fork.
Mm.
I do the same thing.
I've done that, too. I can't even knock
them. Right, I can't knock the ribs, because I'll do that sometimes.
I've done the wings, too, if you don't want your hands
off. Wow, Luigi, this is all backfiring.
And you get more meat by cutting it off. But
yeah.
I don't think it's backfiring. I think it just makes them look weird. You don't want to be in a boat with Evan when it comes to this stuff. You can't eat
it. I don't want to be in a boat with Evan, but I'm a fat guy. I eat a lot of food. I'm telling you.
I'm glad you said that, Sean, because you love sitting on the couch, watching football, eating wings. Part of that experience is getting sauce all over your face.
Right, but it doesn't mean it's abnormal to always or to not ever explore the
fork. But if you sit on the couch and get all over your face and your hands, you're going to get on the couch, and then you get a wife problem.
That's a big wife problem.
Big wife problem.
Big time wife problem. And I don't want a wife problem. I want her to be very, very happy.
Mm-hmm.
That's my goal every single day.
How those Jets season tickets looking, Evan?
She's excited about it, trust me. More of your calls coming up, 888-808-1019. We have a brand new segment that we're debuting at 4:30 today. Tiki is very excited for it, and it even has its own theme song, which I'm really excited about. It's called New Team, Who Dat?